For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. People have enjoyed the rides at the South Carolina State Fair for around a century now, but the fair goes back even further. According to historian Roger Stroop, the fair we know today was begun in 1869. The original fairgrounds were on Columbia's Elmwood Avenue and moved to their present location around 1914. Researching a book on the fair's history, Stroop discovered this little-known fact.
From the 1870s until 1914, the midway part of the fair, which is the entertainment, the shows and all, was on Main Street. So the fair was on Elmwood, and the fair would close at 6 o'clock. And all the other activities were up and down Main Street because there wasn't room on the fairgrounds for them. And it was a major boon for the city of Columbia and the restaurants downtown and the stores downtown.
The fair was created as an agricultural exposition, said fair manager Gary Goodman.
And although over the years it's changed dramatically, just as society has, we still hold very true to our roots of agriculture and the support of agriculture and bringing everyone together to celebrate and also to trade ideas and compete and help them produce a better product on their farms and in their industries.
A few of the rides people now enjoy were originally steam-powered, said Stroop. But with the advent of electricity, the number and variety of rides began to expand.
The first really like Ferris wheel was in 1893 at the Chicago World's Fair. By the 1920s and 30s, everything was there. Merry-go-rounds, roller coasters, Ferris wheels, later in the century, scramblers and variety of rides. And of course, that's one of the things the fair has always used to promote for people to come is what's the latest and newest ride.
Stroop said along with the rides, games, and exhibits, the fair has its icons.
Obviously the rocket. My generation, baby boomers, meet your mother at the rocket is the phrase that you see. Big Thursday for the generation before us. Big Thursday, the Carolina-Clemson football game.
Most people think that Big Thursday was named for the game, Stroop said. And they would be wrong given the many contests held at the fair that day, as well as a non-fair event.
It actually started earlier than that. I've got quotes in the 1890s, because Thursday was the days of most of the competition. There was also a state ball held on Thursday night of fair week, which was a huge social event in South Carolina, held in the state house chambers. And that lasted until right after World War I. Huge social event. Became a debutante ball.
Another secret Stroop discovered was that as cars began to become the main mode of transportation, Columbia's Rosewood Drive was built in the 1920s to bring traffic from the PD and Sumter areas around Columbia and directly to the fairgrounds to avoid traffic jams downtown.
Hot, fresh elephant ears!
Of course, the food is another major draw, said Goodman. He said the fair is so loved by people because
I think it's one of the things that appeals to everybody's child heart. It's something that families come to as a tradition, and it's a way to spawn communication and just increase bonds in the family. That's one of the greatest things is to walk around and watching young families and the parent telling the child what they used to do and what it used to be like and everything like that.
Goodman also said the fair gives families a chance to experience something together in this digital world that's not emailed or texted. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.